This is Podcast 113 with Ramon Garcia and me, Adrian Garcia. Good evening, Ramon.
Good evening.
Welcome to the Dude Catholic Podcast. I'm your co-host, Adrian, here with the main host, a man who stands by to get some.
I'm Ramon.
Not that creative, but you know what? I'm okay with that, given that our intro had a little bit of that flavor to it. I wonder if anyone else listens to the Choco Podcast.
Probably.
Yeah. We find each other, you know? So anyway, today, we continue the series titled Killers. Today's episode is titled
Rocky Ground.
Yes, indeed. Our scripture today comes from
1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
Delicious.
So, let's get this podcast on the road. See, we've been discussing the Gospel of Luke chapter 8, where Jesus gives a parable and explains the parable. I don't remember hearing him explain many things. As a matter of fact, when I actually hear the Gospels explained, especially by the parish priest over here at St. Bruno's in Whittier, Father Dave Heaney, he has a way of explaining and bringing out certain cultural points that we're ignorant of because we live in the 21st. It's the 21st century, right?
Yeah, 21st.
Cool. I know how to count. There was no year zero. That's why things get confused. The year zero didn't come about until the Europeans discovered the American continent for the Western world after 1492. Mayans invented the zero. Anyway, that's another story for another day. You didn't come here for that. But the parable is about a sower who went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some seed fell on the path and was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on rocky ground, and when it grew, it withdrew for lack of moisture. When Jesus explains that parable, or at least this one part that we're going to be focusing on, it says that those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. But they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in time of trial. And that happens a lot to a lot of us who maybe we go to a retreat and in our youth, you know, but then we come back and we have our church friends, but we have our school friends or whatever friends, you know, and then that relationship with God dies away. And maybe later on you find like a couple of idiots doing a podcast and you're like, you know what? I can relate to that. Whatever it is, I'm glad for this community. But what happens is a lot of times we take the word and we know it's true, but we don't nourish it. You know, there's one saying that goes around that says, you become like the people you hang out with. I remember hearing it time and time again in Spanish. It's dime con quién andas y te diré quién eres, which is better translated as, tell me who you're hanging out with and I'll tell you who you are. You know, and there's this one quote attributed to Jim Rowe that says, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Which means that if you're spending your time with idiots, you're not the smartest idiot in the group. You know, when I heard that, I'm like, holy crud. I'm glad I spent time with good people.
Yeah.
You know, my circle is small, but it's quality people. You know, I mostly spend time with my family because that's, you know, if I'm going to have some free time, I'm going to be spending it with them for the most part. But when I have some free time, I'm spending it with this guy right here. I'm recording a podcast or we're smoking a cigar and we're talking about the faith, about how it applies to our lives and how what we're doing challenging as it may be, whether it be starting in a public school in middle school or starting the police academy. You know, kind of like I said in the last podcast, that this seed has little legs and it can move wherever the heck it wants to move. And hopefully we want to move to where there's moisture, to where there's nourishment, to where the Word of God can thrive in our hearts. And that's one of the reasons why we pray that our stony hearts may be turned into hearts of flesh, not through our doing, but through the doing of God. We're just cooperating. We're just saying yes.
Saint Athanasius, and correct me if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly.
You got it. You nailed it, Athanasius.
Said that the floor of hell is paved with the skulls of bishops.
I've heard that one.
Yeah.
You know, the more time goes by, the more I'm like, yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not one to criticize or judge the leadership of our church.
Oh, I am.
Or anybody else. But it's just crazy that he's not the only saint that has set that. And you know, not all bishops are bad.
No.
But it's just the circles that they run with, you know? And it's so crazy how the like the scripture says, the enemy is like a roaring lion just waiting to devour all your goodness, everything that's a reflection of God. And it's so crazy how it got to even bishops, you know.
Yeah,
it's just, who the hell do we think we are that we think that we're going to keep the devil at bay? If it got to the bishops, if it got to some priests, if it got to our leadership. And like you said, Adrian, you know, like the circle being small, like, yeah, that's not just trying to like sound cool. Like, you know, the rap songs, keep you my, you know, my circles. I don't know. I like hip hop, but I'm not good at it. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, no new friends.
For more on that, see the last episode after the bumper music.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm terrible with the hip hop, but
whatever. Hipping and the hopping.
But yeah, like you'd hear that in a lot of like the hip hop songs, you know, keeping your circle small. And yeah, hip hop, whatever. Say what you want about hip hop. And yeah, there's a lot of bad influence in that. But it's kind of cool when you do hear something, some street wisdom like that, where you got to keep your circle small. Otherwise, you're going to let a bad influence in and it's going to rotten. You know, basically like that old saying, you know, that it only takes one apple. One bad apple to mess up the whole bag. And I messed up the saying, but you know what I'm saying. Yeah. There you go. To ruin the whole bunch. And I kind of lost my train of thought.
I just keep
saying things. Let me talk, man.
I'm like your hype man, except I got annoying.
No, you're not annoying. You're not annoying. You're just kind of like, I'm such an idiot. I'm like, oh, crap. I lost my train of thought. Like I'm riding the skateboard and it's like going all smooth and you jump on board like, yeah, like, ah.
You're doing great, Ramon.
I'm like, no, not again.
I'm great. I'm the best.
Yeah, but just being mindful. It sounds like an exaggeration, but hell is a real thing. We could go to hell. And it's not going to be because God doesn't want us in heaven, but it's because we're going to turn away from God's love and God's mercy if we're not careful.
Dang, Ramon, you know the stuff about the things. And it's funny that you bring that up, because a lot of people have been like kind of shunning away the idea that hell even exists. And I'm not just talking about dumb people like jackholes out there on the street that don't even believe in God. I'm talking about theologians. You know, people that actually know the Word of God, but they're like, yeah, I don't think hell exists. I'm like, are you stupid? Like, seriously, like, Jesus speaks a lot about hell. Now, if I were prepared to talk about this, I'll tell you exactly, like, how many times Jesus speaks the word hell. But I can tell you he speaks about it more than he speaks about anything else. Maybe not. I may edit this out once I find out the information. But Jesus speaks about hell a lot in the Gospels. So for someone to come a couple thousand years after telling me that hell is not real, then you're ignoring the words of Christ, so I'm ignoring the words that are going to be coming out of your mouth. Because Jesus said that they will go to Gehenna where they'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. That's not a place where I'm willing to go. That's not a state I'm willing to live in. And you see, who are we to think that we're, even though, yeah, the quote says that that the road to hell is paved with the skulls of bishops because they have more responsibility. You know, but who am I to say I'm not going to be one of those people that goes there? Who am I to say, oh no, God would not send me there because I'm a good person? When you read the letter of St. James, you hear him speak about these things. And I'm plagiarizing Father Mike Schmitz here for a sec, but James is sassy. You know, and he challenges people to put their money where their mouth is. You know, he challenges people to not just say, I believe, and that's why I'm saved. Because the only place where you find the words by faith alone, you know, that we are saved by faith alone, is in this letter where James says that not by faith alone, but by faith and works. Yes, we cannot do anything to earn our salvation. But at the same time, once we have accepted the word of God, are we putting ourselves in a position where the seed can grow and bear fruit? Or are we denying our faith the nourishment that it needs in order to grow and bear fruit? Are we putting ourselves in rocky ground? Or are we putting ourselves next to the river? And I can be cheesy and say the river of living water, so I am going to say that. You know, it's all up to us. And it really is true that you become like the people you hang out with. It really is true that you can tell me who you're hanging out with and I'll tell you who you are. It is really true that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Because it really doesn't matter how good the Word of God makes us feel. It really doesn't matter how much of a kick we get out of these two numbskulls that we listen to on a weekly basis, you know, the Dude Catholic podcast. It doesn't matter that we go to Mass and we hear the readings and we're like, man, it seems like God tailored them for me, because he did. If we don't put them into practice, if we don't go home and love our families like Mother Teresa, Saint Mother Teresa said, then it might as well not be even planted. And that seed, we need to give it room to grow. But growth is hard. And it's okay that it's hard. Someday Ramon will share about the Sheriff's Academy and how hard it is. Someday. I don't know. He's not budging.
You know, because it's not that big of a deal.
But it is.
No, it's hard. It's really hard. But what it's meant, from what I can see, it's meant to purge all the mediocrity that you carry your around, like the regular civilian goes in there and we carry a lot of mediocrity, and there's no excuses for anything. And so that's what I mean about like it not being a big deal, because it is, you know what, to your point, it is a big deal. But to me, it's just the beginning of what I'm going to be doing. I mean, God willing, I will graduate. God willing, I will be working the jails and then working patrol and then getting onto the special team that I want to work for. And it's nothing like super glamorous or sexy, which I'll be sharing with you guys later. But that's why I don't really feel like sharing, because it's just the beginning of the baptism under fire that's happening, you know, with the mediocre Ramon. But it's just what I'm doing, you know, here for the secular world. And if I do get in, if I make it, I'm going to be helping the good seeds grow. Because God knows that job is hard. And people tend to forget about God. I tend to forget about God. That's why I associate myself with good people. Quality people. And it's not just that I don't like complainers. But it's just, I love complainers. I just don't like their complaints. And I always turn it into something positive. You know, when we have to do a lot of carry heavy stuff uphill.
Both ways.
Both ways. And there's people that always complain. It's like, yeah, we're getting stronger. They don't just throw all this stuff at us because they want to break us. Like, that's not the right way of looking at it. And that's kind of what, you know, when people say, oh, why does, if God loves us so much, why does he allow this, all these horrible things to happen? It's not that God wants to break you. It's that God wants to make you stronger. That's how you're supposed to look at it. It's our baptism under fire. That's why we have this community of men. You know, the seeds that die is because they lack moisture, or they get suffocated, or whatever else the scripture says. I haven't memorized it.
We're Catholic. We don't know the scripture.
I know. That's why I don't like talking about my experience in the academy. It's only been a little bit of time. I still don't know anything. I still haven't completed my sharpening, you know, of who I am.
I mean, but that's kind of the idea behind this whole podcast thing, you know, is that we don't have everything figured out, but you know, all the stuff that you, the little bit of stuff that you know, like, I know even less than you.
No.
So when you're sharing anything, it's like, you know what, this is helpful for me because, yeah, I know the concepts. Like, yeah, we all know that, like, things are hard and they're hard for a reason. But when you're sharing your story, when you're sharing what's happening, you know, it's like something that I can relate to. When you were talking about that, I remember going through the master's program when I was going to school a few years ago. And we started with like 20-some people in the cohort and only 5 of us made it. And you were talking about the complainers. And I remember being on those threads, you know, on the text messages that we kind of signed up for, and we were discussing about the assignments and all this stuff, and like so many complaints and so many like, oh, this is so hard. And I'm like, you know what, I don't need reminders of how hard it is. I need encouragement. Mm-hmm. And when I didn't see it, I gave it, because I would tell them, if this idiot can do it with all my responsibilities, you know, full-time job, wife, 3 kids, part-time job, you can do it. You know, I had to sign a paper because I didn't have the GPA to get in. And I had to say, I'm going to maintain a GPA. And I didn't just maintain it. I exceeded it. Mm-hmm. You know, like all this stuff, like it's stuff that we need to hear, because we need encouragement, you know. And like, I can't tell you how much we've been encouraged by you listening, because dude, like we've been at this for a while now, you know, and we haven't been promoting like with money or whatever, you know. We've just been throwing money into the membership for the podcasting thing, so that we can have broadband or whatever it's called, you know, like that tech language for this podcast thing. And we do it out of love, and we do it because I feel like there's so much out there, you know, like but we get so much out of this, and I don't have the desire to stop, because I feel like I need this a lot more than maybe the listeners need to listen to this.
Same.
Because we've been praying for over 700 days, nonstop novenas, because we feel we need this. Because you're counting on our prayers and we're counting on yours. Man, we've been at it for over 100 podcasts already. And we thank you for listening. We thank you for laughing with us. We thank you for following along with us.
Psalm 63, verse 7 says, "For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings will I rejoice." So pray for us.
And we'll pray for you.
Ferrum.
Ferrum.
Aquitur.
It's over. Go home. Go.